Andrew, would the Australian Medical Association be concerned about anyone even considering closing the RePAT?
Oh, absolutely. We actually met the Minister and Dr. Chevron last week, and we guaranteed there'd be no cut in frontline services. Now, that doesn't mean there's no reorganisations proposed, and of course our concern is that there is no capacity in the system. If an institution like the RePAT was to close, or if we were to cut Modbury Emergency Department to 12 hours a day, where would those patients go? And the reality is there is nowhere else for them to go. That we're operating at 110% capacity at the moment. The Royal Adelaide's been turning patients away the last few days because it's jam-packed. And we just couldn't afford it. And I think that regardless of what the accountants have come through and suggested, I think that hopefully wiser heads will prevail and realise that we have an obligation to service the community.
Budget measure, its ID is E5721, it's on page 195. It proposes to close the RePAT General Hospital. The savings would be 40% of the current operating expenditure and recognise revenue from the disposal of the site in 2013-14. So initially they'd be looking at a $14 million saving, then $26 million, and then $35 million. But it says here the proposal to close a RePAT will have a significant impact on service delivery, and the impact of these changes on other hospitals is not clear. Health has not provided a business case, and the cost associated with treating Department of Veterans Affairs patients at other major hospitals, depreciation changes have not been included. Andrew Lavender, you do wonder at if that is the case, how you could even bowl this up to Cabinet.
Absolutely. I think everyone in Cabinet knows, everyone in the Department of Health knows, and everyone working on the floor knows that there just is no capacity in the system. And the reality is a lot of the reorganisation that has happened, which has actually been good reorganisation, has been around focusing specific tasks at certain sites. And the RePAT has developed specific skills in some of the surgical disciplines, particularly in joint replacement and other things. And it would be ridiculous to unbundle that and try to put it all back on the big hospitals.
Well, let's move just quickly from the Door Park around to the western suburbs, the QEH. There's a proposal here to, it's called Acute Reform Strategies QEH Service Reduction. This initiative relates to acute reform strategies specifically targeted to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, which are intended to reduce expenditure associated with the funded inpatient activity by 30%. And it says that by 2013-14, it would save about $48 million. Now, it says more details are required about how the savings will be achieved, and it concedes that the proposed acute reform strategies will have a significant impact on service delivery. It's unclear what would happen to the acute activity and whether the proposal takes into account the impact on other hospital services delivery. But somebody's gone and had a good look at the QEH and said, well, you can save $48 million.
Yeah, and the way I'd read this is that they've said, oh, we get rid of most of the acute surgical activity, most of the acute medical activity, and obviously it would have to go to the Royal Adelaide or the Lyell McEwen. Once again, there isn't capacity there, but also it does in the document acknowledge that this is against the government's election promises and to expand the Queen Elizabeth. And the reality is that within the community, there's a pressing need for more services, and we just can't do it if we're talking about closing facilities or downgrading them.
Okay. Let's move to the north. There's another proposal here to reduce Modbury Hospital emergency activity. Under this proposal, Modbury Hospital Emergency Department will change from a full-time medical model to that of an acute referral centre that is primarily nursing managed on a 12-hour daily shift.
Yeah, absolutely. It's once again, there just is no capacity. The Modbury Hospital sees around about 30,000 patients a year in its emergency department, and those people would have to go elsewhere, and certainly the community needs some support, needs some certainty, and the government did in the election promise that it would maintain a 24-hour service at Modbury Emergency Department.
Is your gut instinct, therefore, that this is not going to happen?
I would think politically it would be absolutely stupid, but even more so from a service point of view, the community, this would have a huge impact on community services. And the other thing that they've proposed as well, of course, is closing 17 country hospitals. And that is just...
Well, they've had one go at that.
Yeah, they did, and they got very severely burnt with that. And I think that the reality is that in their state healthcare plan, there's a proposal to actually increase the amount of services in country areas. And that can't happen if you're talking about closing hospitals. We actually need to put more services out there, get more of the things that are happening in a metropolitan area out in the country.